Very good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Woodway City Council meeting. Today's September 11th. The time is now 5:30, so I'd like to call this meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody here, all of our visitors, all of our guests, city staff, city council. Thank you all so much for being here. We'll open the meeting now at this time. The first item on our agenda is our invocation. I've asked Councilwoman Story Cook if she would mind leading us in prayer this evening. Councilwoman Cook.
Please pray with me. God, I thank you for the opportunity to gather this evening. I thank you for the city and for every citizen who calls Woodway home. I thank you for the incredible team members who choose to work here and make this city run smoothly. And I ask that your peaceful presence would guide our conversation this evening and provide discernment. As we remember those whose lives were lost on this day in 2001, I ask that you help us to live in a way that honors their memory. Help us to remember there's so much more that unites us than divides us. Mm-hmm. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Councilwoman. Our next item is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise as we give pledge to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number three is a presentation. We have our presentation of Valor Award for Corporal Williams, Officer Miller, and Officer Cantor. Chief?
Thank you, sir.
There they are. Come on. They always try to hide on me. So, as you all know, on July 8th, we had probably the biggest fire in Woodley's history, the condominiums, in which 5 units were absolutely decimated. Whenever we got those calls, the whole apartment complex was already on fire. These were the three officers who were working that day. And as you know, we're public safety, so we're dual certified, so we're police and fire. And the reaction to put training into play was unbelievable to watch. The call came out at 6:51. The first unit arrived right around 6:52 and 50 seconds, which is almost under 2 minute response time. From when the call came out to Officer Cantor and the guys to when water was on the fire was around 4 minutes. That's including receiving the call, grabbing the fire truck, arriving on scene, bunkering out, placing the truck in pump gear, pulling the hose, activating the water, and beginning evacuation processes. I think Corporal Miller now, I think Corporal Miller was the one very, very important in knocking on the doors as hard as he could and yelling at the top of his lungs to get people out of the houses. And he did a wonderful, wonderful job on that. Officer Cantor was the individual who grabbed the fire truck and took it to the scene, and his actions that day were pulling those 5-inch hose. I don't know if y'all have seen those big yellow hoses on our fire trucks. They're very, very heavy. And just his adrenaline and his work that day, I just could not go without having it noticed in a public forum. And then you have Corporal Williams, who was in charge of the shift that day. And Corporal Williams was instrumental in grabbing the fire hose and beginning to reduce exposures on the side of those apartment complex. What we were worried about was only a 10 to 20 foot distance between the apartment complexes on each side. And our worst fear was it catching fire to those others. So he had the wherewithal to begin the exposure and treating the side apartments to make sure that this fire didn't spread. They really worked their tail off, and especially I feel like on 9/11, coincidentally, we were going to do this a few weeks ago, and he was moving someone into town, so he couldn't be here, so I want to make sure he was here for this, and here we are on 9/11. We are producing a Valor Award for officers who show. You notice the life-saving award that we did last month was a life being saved. Lives were saved today, I'm absolutely sure, but these are things that we cannot measure. So for that, they're going to be given a Valor Award for the valor they showed on that day. So
Any other family members?
Did you get the pictures you want? I can push it.
We can't get Corporal Williams to smile anyway.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you all so much for your bravery. Thank you for your dedication to the city. We're very grateful. Thank you. Well deserved. Chief, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, item number four is our public comment time. The City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. You'll see the timer on the screen up here to my right. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address, and if speaking on a specific agenda item, state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation, and we invite you now for the public comment. Is there anybody who would like to address council at this time?
Right here, Richard.
Oh, you've already done it. Okay, good.
Thank you. He already has one.
I'm a teacher, or was a teacher. I'm
Mr. Hess, whenever you're ready.
Sorry.
Good afternoon, folks. Yes, I'm Richard Hess. I live at 7600 Old McGregor Road here in Woodway. I want to speak to you about the existing community center. I'm a 45-year veteran banker with a second career in real estate appraiser. I have reviewed a number of building condition reports during both my careers. I've had an opportunity to review the condition report dated October 23rd, 2019, which you have in your hand. It was completed by CP&Y Engineering for the City of Woodway for the existing Woodway Family Center that has been recommended by the city manager to demolish. It's my opinion that of many of the, and that of many of the other citizens of Woodway, that the building is worth remodeling and keeping. This is in line with the city's staff comments on page 2 of the report that said the staff desires an additional 2 courts for competition and event center. The new center only has 2 courts. If we take those the existing building out, we lose those 2 courts. if the existing, the new structure is also only 1,800 square feet larger than the existing building. So there's not any more space to do anything else with. The engineer stated on the page 11 of the report, structurally, the building appears sound other than a couple of settlement movement cracks in the building exterior. There's been some question by some of those folks, possibly if you've heard, that the cable lock system used for the construction of that foundation is not as good as it would be for a standard tunnel. That's wrong. This is a super, much better foundation than what you would normally put under a building like that. So, you know, and then on page 12 of the report, there's a summary of the proposed cost for the rehabbing of the building. In 2019 dollars, the total was $458,610 plus a 15% contingency for a total of $527,575. For the items on the list that have already been completed and proposed, we've already had $168,000 of those improvements done. In other words, for approximately $500,000 in current cost, the city can continue to have a 12,000 square foot additional usable space and a total of four courts that is more accessible to the senior citizens of this community.
Thank you, Mr. Hess. Mr. Hess?
It is.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Councilor, is that admissible?
That's not how
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hess. That's all your time. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Your name.
I'm going to get to it in a minute. My name is Reginald Thomas Peake, and I live at 1117 Valley Ridge Drive, Woodway 76712. I have resided in this city for 8 years, and before the COVID hit, my wife and I used to come down each Friday with some couple of friends and play Mexican dominoes. Okay, thank you. Mexican dominoes. Also, there was a group of four ladies who would play cards. The great thing about, if you have a picture of it, is you can drive right up to the sidewalk of this building, get out of the car, step up easily onto the pavement, walk easily out to the entrance, step across the threshold, and enter into the building. You then go to the left or the right, depending on which room you're going to use. It was warm enough in the winter and cool enough in the summer. The great thing about this is that it's easily accessible. It's here. It's here for use. You can go and see it now and understand how easy it is to get into and out of. Don't build things just for the sake of it. New things are not always better. The best thing is to make it that it is easily accessible. It is easy to get in and out of. It's warm enough, it's functional enough, and you don't have to add any more money to make it. It's there. Use it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Millie Woods. I've owned four homes in Woodway, and I presently own 30 homes in the area. so I am no stranger to taxes. I do not want my tax dollars used to destroy a $3 million Woodway asset by demolishing the old family center at a cost of $225,000. I helped vote you in to be better guardians of that than that. Now, do you seriously believe that I can climb that incline and get to the front door of the new family center and then manage to get through the turnstile at the entrance with my walker or wheelchair? No, of course not. Don't you see that the new family center, which is not in compliance with ADA, TAS, or TDLR regulations, is totally unfit for seniors? Therefore, I respectfully ask that you vote to spare the old family center and make it the new center, new senior center. However, if you are intent on tearing down this perfectly good structure, which has an engineer's report that says it is in good condition and any fix will simply be cosmetic, I will have no choice but to use the power of referendum. And I will not hesitate to seek a recall of the mayor and mayor pro tem at the same time, another cost to the city. This is not what I want to do, but this is my group's nuclear option. The city has more than enough playgrounds, six at the last count, plus the one at the church, would be seven, and not a single one, not a one for the elderly. As I said, this is not what we want. But saving the old family center is our goal, and we trust that you will see the wisdom of doing this to benefit the elderly in Woodway, who, by the way, makes up one half of the total population of Woodway. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Dwayne Moss, and I live at 802 Forest Oak Circle. And I'm normally here talking about the budget. But I've been asked, my phone's rung off the hook, and my wife said, why are you going? I'm trying to answer a question. The question I've been asked is, on the center, on the Woodway Center that we're talking about, and the question I've been asked by everybody is, can we afford it? And I'm here to simply say the answer is yes. I'm not an expert on the other areas, but I can tell you tax revenue in Woodway has increased by about $1.2 million in the last 4 years, maybe even five. 500,000 of that has gone for operations. 700,000 of it has gone to reserves. That's on top of the other money. Most years, there's been at least $2 million going to reserve. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm saying that maybe it's time to use it to return it to some of the citizens who paid that money. And I'm just simply saying the money is there. What you decide, all I'm saying is please don't use the issue that we can't afford it. And the answer is we can afford it. And I thank you for your time and your service.
Thank you, Mr. Moss.
Anybody else to address council at this time, please? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Jean Surrey. I live at 7717 East Fairway. And this is about the existing building. I attended the council meeting on the August 24th, and I have been following, in part, this discussion on Nextdoor. I am for senior programming, but do not feel hosting the activities in a building that would cost the city a great deal to maintain is the only or best option. I am happy to hear the city council is responding to a need to add activities for seniors, which is greatly needed. I hope we can keep in mind, as this conversation continues, that we all care about what happens in our city. Even if we have different ideas about how to use its resources, we can be civil in the way we speak to each other. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm Dr. Philip Reeder. I think I've addressed the council several times before. I live on Woodfall Drive, and I usually speak about residential development. I have spoken about the budget, and I'm here to speak about a budgetary item which has to do with municipal resources that go toward now our new family center and the previous family center. And I'd just like to say that while considering the construction of the new family center versus rehabilitating the old family center, the 2019 council contracted an engineering report by CPNY architectural engineering firm of Waco, and you have copies of that, and the audience has a summary of that. That report in October 2019 included inspection code compliance and mitigation of deficiencies and likely costs to fully correct any compliance or repair issues for the old family center, and it also posed alternatives for additional modifications to the existing structure to expand it from its current 12,000 square feet to 25,000 square feet with an addition to the current structure, which would not disrupt continued use of the structure during repairs and remodeling. That comprehensive report posed an estimated project cost with a 15% contingency cost overage, which has already been mentioned, total $527,575 to fully rehabilitate in the old family center. And with regards to maintenance, those issues were also addressed with the old family center, and those were not felt by CPNY to be excessive. The addition also was mentioned, and I'll tell you that they thought that an existing structure addition would have cost $2,978,500, with that approximately 32% inflation rate in commercial construction costs in the 4 years since October 2019. These costs would now be less than $700,000 for full rehabilitation and less than $4 million for an addition to that center. Some of the recommended modifications and repairs were done in the past 4 years to the old family center, which has resulted actually in an even reduced cost than the one that's been mentioned. In retrospect, a better decision than build the new family center for over $6 million would have been to add the additional space as recommended in that report or as offered in that report. That was not the choice made by the 2019 City Council, especially since the new family center was built much smaller than the 8,000 square foot space needed with less than 15,000 square feet. You still need approximately one-third of the space that is climate controlled and is existing in the old family center. The cost for the project to rehabilitate that old family center would be less than $500,000 over the total, over the cost it would be to tear down the old family center, which I think was mentioned was about $250,000. We need to save the old family center. There's a lot of support for that, and I urge you to consider that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Reed.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Jan Smith. I live at 8706 Panther Drive. I am fairly new to Woodway, but before I moved here, I did a little research. I looked up on UnitedStatesCensus.gov website, and it did say that the senior adult population is 23.5%, not the formerly mentioned 50%. But I guess what I'm hearing is that in the old family center, there weren't opportunities for everyone. So I'm looking forward to tonight to hear about the new specific activities that are going to be offered in the new family center. But mostly, I am grateful that with this new building, that everyone in the city will be considered, and the city is. Planning activities that everyone can come to. So thank you for designing a place and making a plan for all of us to enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else to address council at this time? What a nice guy. What a gentleman.
My name is Jim Ann Heather, and I live at on West Lane Circle, 307 West Lane Circle. And I want to thank you, council, for serving, because I know it's not easy, and sometimes you'd rather be someplace else. And so we appreciate that. I want to address a segment of our seniors that is underserved especially, and that is our senior men. When we moved here, now I was born and raised in Waco, but we moved back here 11 years ago, and my husband was so disappointed to find out that there was no senior center, nothing, no activities for men in this area. We came from Edmond, Oklahoma, and the government in Edmond, Oklahoma saw the need for a senior center, and so mid-2000s, they built a state-of-the-art senior center that was fully staffed. And so it was open 6 to 8 hours a day. The men had a large room. There were 3 pool tables. There were card tables. These guys came, and they did guy stuff. And the new family center is only going to have one room. Now, I was raised with 3 brothers, and you guys do not really want to be in a room with women talking about their kids, their grandkids, their recipes, their sewing, their crafts. That's not your thing. And, you know, it says men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and we all have different needs. So I encourage you to seek to keep the new family center, the old family center, because of that. There's another issue that is affecting the entire country, and that is mental health. And so when seniors are isolated, they are depressed. Depression leads to physical problems. And so that is an issue that I feel like y'all could address and help, not just for the citizens of Woodway, but entire McLennan County. It would be open for the entire McLennan County, and you would be helping the mental health and welfare of seniors throughout the county. And so I just ask you, I'm really sorry this has become a divisive situation. That makes me sad, because this is a wonderful community. But I just ask you, when you make your decisions, to please make them in a compassionate manner. The scripture says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, do not say to them, come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Don't do harm against your neighbor, for those who live nearby trust you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my name is Graham Cook, and I live at 8503 Oakdale. I'm the husband of Councilwoman Story Cook, and I've been a Woodway resident for the last 16 years. My comments tonight are regarding the discussion item 6, which is senior programming. Senior programming is the most important agenda item this evening. The stakes are high for the activities we can offer for our seniors. They are physical, social, and mental needs for our older population, which are not just entertainment, but are critical for quality of life as our citizens age. Personally, it has taken me until middle age in the process of observing my parents and grandparents' age to appreciate how necessary it is to meet these needs. We have the opportunity as a city and a community to look out for the elderly citizens. In saying this, as a city, we must prioritize the what of programming offered over the where. It's the programming which enriches lives, not the building in which they occupy. The where for all the programming is determined by what facility adequately meets space and furnishing needs and is operationally and fiscally responsible. The preservation of our old Woodway Family Center has been equated to offering services to seniors, which is not true. These two are independent. The justification for keeping it has been based on an old 2019 condition report by CPNY, which was a high-level study that included financial opinions. I have a copy requested to the city, just as any citizen could. The report is non-committal on a recommendation to preserve or raise the building. Of note, the report discloses they did not conduct a thorough evaluation of electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning systems. The inspector never looked at the condition of the roof, just asked the staff if there were leaks. All recommendation upgrades were limited to the scope to keep them categorized as maintenance in order to exempt the facility from full TDLR compliance. Within the scope of TDLR compliance are accessibility accommodations necessary for seniors. Financial considerations outside the scope of this study are recurring operational costs included in utilities, insurance, staffing, and maintenance. These would all be duplicate expenses required to operate 2 facilities with redundant capabilities. Also, the old Woodway Family Center has the additional financial risk of deferred maintenance. I could go on into more financial details, but ultimately, this 2019 report is not an adequate justification for budget decisions in 2023. It's reasonable for any citizen to support senior activities and have reservations about the old family center being the appropriate venue. This old facility argument has become a distraction from what is most important, which is the programming offered to seniors. Our city can choose to rally around a consensus building item, such as making sure the services we offer to our seniors enriches their lives, improves their quality of life, and shows that their value they have in society. I would call for civil disagreement, even when emotions are high. We are all still neighbors and simply trying to find the best way to serve our citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I hadn't planned to speak tonight, but I live at 69 Cedar Creek. I'm Kristen McKetta. And I just want everybody to consider programming for seniors that's accessible. We talk about accessibility for a lot of different populace groups, like children maybe in wheelchairs, but seniors have lots of disabilities. They may not use a walker, but they may not have coordination. I'm dealing with an elderly parent who is very isolated where she lives, and if she had a social circle to go to, she would be doing better. I also just have a question, and you don't have to answer me, but we've put in new playgrounds in our community. However, I'm hearing that we don't have any ADA playgrounds with accessibility for people in wheelchairs. Why is that? Why aren't we serving both populations? I know that there's a playground in Hewitt, but it's not accessible for somebody in a wheelchair. So all of these things, the new playground over at the Arboretum, why do we not have things that handicapped children can get on or play on? We need to do a better job of serving everybody. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't come to these meetings often enough. I do know that if we take care of our seniors, everybody in our community is healthier. There's a movie called Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zone. We could be a blue zone city if we would do these things and take care of our aging population. And I think expecting them to get into a building all the way to the back, up the stairs, whatever, you're asking a lot for an aging population. And just consider that when you decide where you're going to put them. If you're putting them in a new building, make sure that they can get in there, because it's not always as easy as it seems. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Diana Pallich, yes, 808 Forest Oak Circle. And I just have a quick comment about it. I work with bereaved widows and widowers, and I have mentioned before in front of the council that it's really difficult for some of them to get out and socialize, and the mental health issue is a problem. And so I don't have many options to offer those seniors. And what concerns me about just having the new family center is that it sounds to me like they're going to be pretty restricted in, as far as time frame goes, because they're going to have to make room for the kids. And so they're only going to have a certain amount of hours to work with, that they have to be there, and then they're going to be restricted because all the kids are going to be there. That's really not fair. So I feel like we really need a separate senior center for them. They can have access to it as a physical building, but also for time, that it is theirs. They can be there when they want, when they need to, and not have to work around children's schedules.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll make it real brief. I'm Ann Aldridge, and I live on Stonewood Court. I've lived elsewhere in Woodway before that. I'm going to say the P word from last time, pickleball. We still want some pickleball courts, please, please, inside. I don't play right now, but I would if there was were more courts. Also, I'd like to point out that the restroom facilities for all the kids in the fields, that's twice as far for the little kids to walk when they wait till the last minute when they have to go to the bathroom. And then they have quite a haul to get to the bathrooms in the new center. So just a couple of more things to throw out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else to address council? Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Grandy, 2024 Estates Drive. As a former council member, I've sat in those seats, and I know that you guys are making massive decisions, and some of them are very difficult, and some are unpopular, and you may not always agree. So I'm one of those who would say no to some issues, but it would pass anyway, and I realized later that I made a mistake. So I know you work hard, and I know you have a process, so trust your process, and I know you'll make the right decision on that. Jimmy, is, I understand, is going to present some programming tonight for the new family center, and he presented it last month to our Parks and Rec Board, which I am a member of, and I don't remember everything he had, but it was all good, and it was a variety of various things for us seniors, and I'm looking forward to hearing them again. And when I went home, I had some more thoughts. He may have those thoughts already on his agenda as well, but I'm going to pass them on anyway so you all could listen. But to me, one of the things that seniors would like are some seminars on financial planning for retirement. I think that's always something on everyone's mind is finances. And I think they also need resources of where to go for some senior opportunities. They need phone numbers, they need places, they need information. And I think that could be something we could do a seminar on as well. And I think he had yoga on there, but I was thinking that some people aren't as agile to do that. But there's chair yoga. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So as I was thinking about that, I thought of one more option, and that would be for you to explore possibly using the White House Center. It's ADA compliant. It's a beautiful venue. It's got lots of space, and it's underutilized. So if you could just consider maybe incorporating some of that so that when the family center is really busy, there's another option of a place that we could go. So I think we have a wonderful opportunity in front of us. I think the city is working diligently to get us seniors some good projects and programs, and I think we owe it to the city to enjoy them and to get out there and use them and show them what our community needs and what we want. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Caney. Live on Casa Grande. I've been there for 24 years, almost a quarter of a century. But I, for one, am for leaving the family center the way that it is for us seniors. There's so much we can do to that space. There's so many different ways we could use it. We're all going to be there, and we're all going to be using it. And because it looks ugly on the outside, we can fix that. We can change that up. I think recently we just got the new bathrooms and everything installed over there, and it's renovated or whatever. And I helped pay for that. And why are we going to just knock that over? And as far as the other thing you put on the screen the other day about what the plans for the new one would be, it's outside. We don't need anything outside. We need to be inside. We're too old to be outside. We don't need any outside areas. We have so many, and we use those areas. My children, my grandchildren. Anyway, I just want to stress to y'all that is extremely important, and that we're going to have so much fun using the old facility for our needs. And the children, too, if they need to come over and do whatever they want to do. Okay, secondly, you know, I get the pamphlet every other month telling about the wood. Oh, plus I wanted to say the policeman, okay? I cannot state how proud I am of our policemen / firemen / EMT, because they're everything. They do everything. And And I was flabbergasted in finding out that they have not had a raise in so long. And it was just a little bitty raise, and I think they deserve more than that. Anyway.
I'll work on it next year.
The other thing is, in that pamphlet is what I was going to say. It has where we have a farmer's market now. It's like, oh, wonderful, we have a farmer's market now. Well, good, I love farmer's market. But it's on Sunday from 10 to 2 in the morning. Are you kidding me? Who has that? There's some of us that go to church, and then after church, we like to eat lunch with our families and stuff. But anyway, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anybody else to address council at this time, please? Yes, sir. If you'll come to the podium, please. Your name?
My name is Mark Furman. I'm counsel for Western Star. Item agenda number 8. I'm not here to talk about the Family Center, but I have fond memories there, and I don't want to see it go away, so that would be great.
Thanks.
So as a side note, I'm talking about agenda number 8, which has to do with an HOA and whether or not that's going to be imposed upon the Starlight Estates. We became aware of a letter that Councilman Keeston wrote on August 25th, 2003, that he wrote to City Manager Sean Oubre, referencing a memo drafted by City Attorney David Shaw, addressing whether or not an HOA was going to be required for Starlight. Mr. Keeston indicated in his letter the decision was that HOA was not required for Starlight Estates. And I infer from his letter that the City Attorney has examined the ordinance that's going to be on the agenda here tonight, and advised the City Council that the ordinance did not require Starlights to have an HOA, and it was inapplicable. I'm confident that an HOA is not required for Starlight Estates because an ordinance is clear and unambiguous. The ordinance that you're going to talk about tonight, specifically Section 2.503F, Common Open Space, relates to a variety of open space and recreational area encouraged such as children's informal play areas, which are in close proximity to individual dwelling units and scaled in size according to the concentration of dwellings, formal parks, picnic areas, playgrounds, scenic areas, and other communal non-commercial recreational facilities. In other words, an HOA for a subdivision or addition is only required if you have a common open space and recreational areas that are encouraged, not required. Like the community pool in Badger Ranch would be an example of a community space that where you need an HOA. Starlight's Estates does not have any open space or recreational areas, so an HOA isn't necessary. It really is as simple as that. Council Mr. Keeston claimed in his letter that the roads in the subdivision are common portions of this development. This is akin to trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole in the statute, and it makes no sense. This subsection of the PUD ordinance has nothing to do with roads. And in fact, roads are called circulation facilities in that statute, are discussed separately in Section 2.503H. And that subsection makes no mention of an HOA, let alone the city giving the option to wait 15 to 20 years before accepting the roads, as is suggested in the letter. There's really no logical reason to impose upon residents of a subdivision an HOA in an assessment, which is basically a tax, particularly when there's nothing to maintain and take care for. And not only does the PUD ordinance not require the HOA, there's nothing in the escarpment zone ordinance that will require an HOA. There's no precedent for this either. Badger Ridge Edition doesn't have an HOA. It's in the escarpment zone and in the environmentally sensitive zone. Badger Ranch Edition 6 has a road, doesn't have an HOA. There's no precedence and no legal basis for it. Nobody's going to be harmed by that. All the roads are taken care of. You go look at Badger Ranch. You go look at Lake Forest. Those roads are functioning as intended more than 10 years after. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Furman. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else to address council at this time, please? Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to make it short. My name is Helen Boyce. I live at 7811 Tallahassee. And in Woodway, and I want the old Family Center saved and turn it into the new Woodway Senior Center. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'm Perry Shepley, and I live at 716 Wedgwood Drive.
And I am for the family center, and I don't want our tax dollars to be used to demolish it. And I hope my council, Councilman Gallivant and Janelle Gilman, will please vote for the senior center. We really do need a building of our own, and I would like to see, to me, we are so blessed in Woodway. There's so much peace, and y'all are so awesome. We have a wonderful police force. The community, I mean, I go for a walk, and I say hi to everybody. They say hi to me. There's long conversations, and I just feel that this senior center for seniors, it helps us plan for the future. It helps us honor a legacy, and I sure hope that you help our community heal by voting for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else? Yes, sir.
Richard Maker. I live in Woodway for 23 years. I'd like you to keep the older building for the senior center. It makes sense to me. I've been paying taxes for 23 years, and you know, okay, I come to you and I ask for that. I didn't plan to speak about Western Star tonight, but since it was brought up, I'd like to bring up the old subject. Why did Western Star demolish more than 5 acres of trees without the proper permits? That would be from TCEQ. And why didn't the city of Woodway issue a fine for not having a permit? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else to address council at this time, please? Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to speak either, but my name is Dave Whitby. I live at 1506 Wandering Trail. I'm fully invested in being an elderly citizen. One of the things I like about coming here is I'm not normally the oldest guy in the room. But I got to tell you, I think that it's very important that we all remember that everything that's written down isn't necessarily fact. If you're going to make decisions, and that goes for you guys. You guys are volunteers. Nobody's getting paid. There's nobody with a vested interest in doing stuff they don't think is right. So just use your common sense. And I would counsel my peers, just use your common sense. I mean, as I said, I'm fully invested in being elderly. I get it. So I understand what these folks are saying, and I understand some of the finance. I ran a business for 45 years, successfully. But at the end of the day, we have to do what makes sense. Just use your common sense when you're going through these and making these decisions. And when somebody writes something down, whether it's on neighbor next door or it's on social media, whatever, that doesn't make it a fact. Make up your minds based on the facts that you are aware of, that you know, that it makes sense to you. I wrote an email to the council not too long ago, and one of the things I said was, common sense is your greatest tool. Please use it. And I would say that to my peers as I say it to myself on a daily basis. Let's use our common sense. Don't believe everything that somebody puts on social media, puts on neighbor next door. It isn't necessarily right. We've heard 2 or 3 times tonight that some of the things that were put on neighbor next door were not necessarily correct. So let's remember that. Let's use our common sense as we're making this decision about the senior center, about how we spend our money, about all the things that we need to do to continue to make this a wonderful place to live. And it is the best place I've ever lived in my whole elderly years. So, I am an elderly parent. So at the end of the day, let's just consider that. Your guys are awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I have. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hello. My name is Gwen Jensen. I live at 10,007 Creek Bend in Woodway. I moved out here when our daughter was 1 year old, and she is 44 now. We've been through the schools. Every participation in Woodway is possible. We have done it. And I wanted to ask you to please save the family center for Citizen Center. And just to add that I have been a director of a senior citizen center, and I can think of no single reason why it would not be beneficial to this wonderful community we live in. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else at this time, please? Yes, sir.
Donald R. Ham, that's my name. I just have a thing I think is attributed to Benjamin Franklin, the little slogan, all progress is change, but not all change is progress.
Thank you. All right. If there's nobody else to speak, I'll close the public comment at this time, 6:22 p.m. Thank you all for your comments. We're moving on to our items for individual discussion and consideration and or action. Item number 5 is discussion and consider action on Ordinance 23-11, approving a negotiated settlement between the Atmos Cities Steering Committee, the ACSC, and Atmos Energy Corp, Mid-Tex Division, regarding the company's 2023 rate review mechanism filing, declaring existing rates to be unreasonable, adopting tariffs that reflect rate adjustments consistent with the negotiated settlement, finding the rates to be set by attached settlement tariffs to be just and reasonable and in the public interest, approving an attachment, establishing a benchmark for pensions and retiree medical benefits, and requiring the company to reimburse ACSC's reasonable rate-making expenses. Council, I'd like to have a motion to open this for discussion.
I'll make a motion to open it for discussion.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Dr. Ubre, Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. March of this year, you suspended a rate request for Atmos pending this audit of the parties getting together. The city belongs to 181 consortium group of other cities that do business with Atmos Energy. And at the end of the audit and the discussions and negotiations, the parties have come to a settlement of a rate increase on average for residential of $6.47 per month, or 7.31%, and commercial customers of $24.72, or 5.19% of the average increase. And so this is a negotiated settlement, and we're asking for you to approve this, and this will take care of this matter before the PUC and the parties involved.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Council, is there any discussion or questions for the manager? Staff recommendation is to adopt the ordinance. All right, if there's no discussion, I will consider a motion on item number 5, please.
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 23-11.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now read the ordinance. Ordinance number 23-11 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Woodway, Texas, approving a negotiated settlement between the Atmos City Steering Committee, ACSC, and Atmos Energy Corp, Mid-Tex Division, regarding the company's 2023 rate review mechanism filing, declaring existing rates to be unreasonable, adopting tariffs that reflect rate adjustments consistent with the negotiated settlement, finding the rates to be set by the attached settlement tariffs to be just and reasonable, and in the public interest, approving an attachment establishing a benchmark for pensions and retiree medical benefits, requiring the company to reimburse ACSC's reasonable rate-making expenses, determining that this ordinance was passed in accordance with the requirements of the Texas Open Meetings Act, adopting a savings clause declaring an effective date and requiring delivery of this ordinance to the company and the ACSC's legal counsel. Council will now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the ordinance passes. Thank you all. Item number six is discussion and consider action on implementing senior programming for the new Woodway Family Center's programming calendar. Council, may I have a motion, please, to open this for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open for discussion. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, number six, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. On August 24th of this year, staff made a presentation to Parks and Recreation Commission for them to have a general discussion on the types of activities, those being physical, board games, networking, social activities for the new family center. The construction of it will be ending in November with an opening date of November. Staff is coming to you with the recommendations from Parks and Rec for you to consider. Mr. Rogers is here to do a PowerPoint presentation that was the same one given to the Parks and Rec. I'll turn it over to him. We foresee, if you want to move forward with this, that the activities at the new family center will be free to the public unless we have to hire like a coach of expertise. Then that cost will be passed on to those in the public to sign up for that individual item. Mr. Rogers.
Mayor, Council, thank you all for having me tonight. I'm Jimmy with the Woodway Family Center, and here to present tonight on some programming ideas. The discussion is regarding programming for the new center. I know there's a lot of talk tonight about what to do with the old center, and that's not the discussion, but it was wonderful to hear a lot of comments and some new ideas that I hadn't thought of before from tonight's comments section. So one item that's not on here that I'm going to jump out and just, so pickleball is coming, indoor pickleball is coming to the new Woodway Family Center. Three courts will be there. So we have that solved. So that's coming soon. So we can go ahead and go to the next slide now. Mm-hmm. So some ideas for fitness and some research staff and I've been doing, we've identified several items that we see at other centers in Clinton County as well as Bell County. Pilates yoga, chair yoga, different aerobic classes. These are the type of classes that would require instructors, would have a cost associated, an expense associated with those items. Go to the next slide, please. So the social ideas like ballroom dancing, salsa, waltz, all the dancing, those items would also require instructors that we would have to incur an expense for, but items like book clubs and karaoke and things of those other social items, those would not require any expense. Go ahead to the next slide. And then senior STEAM ideas, and I'm going to share a caveat to this. One of the things that I'm going to be doing in the new center is adding more STEAM programming for youth, getting outside of the youth sports and recs and adding more of the STEAM and STEM programming. And so in my research, I thought, well, what can we do for seniors in that same vein? So looking at art, painting, sketching, drawing classes, sewing and knitting, crafting, new tech classes, navigating social media type classes. Heard a comment tonight regarding financial advisement type classes. So that was a new one that I didn't have on the list. Go ahead and go to the next slide. Some more social ideas, card games, board games, chess, checkers, dominoes, bunco. Forgive me for not getting the last one right. That was a recommendation by Parks and Rec. I had not heard of that one. It sounds exciting. That's what I was going to say. That's how I was going to say it. And so it's pretty competitive. Sounds fun. So these are the type of activities that we would like to program into the new center. Again, council has a big decision ahead of what to do and where seniors will be gathering, but I hope everybody's excited that we are going to have senior activities coming to the city of Woodway. So regardless of location right now, it is coming, pickleball is coming, and so I hope the community is going to get excited as I am about these items. Next slide, I think, is there was questions for you. The Parks and Recs recommended that we go heavy on the classes that don't incur expenses, so the board games and things like that, the social type activities. The ones that would, like the, we have to hire an instructor, those classes we would competitively find coaches in the area that we could order, we could offer those classes at an affordable rate. There are a couple of models Waco uses that charge based on the type of activity, and they're anywhere from $1 to $5 per class. You could pay monthly if you'd like, if you intend on doing like an unlimited. There's a couple of models that we could instate. So tonight we're asking for approval of those items for the new family center. Again, I know we still have a big decision looming, but we hope you'd support these type programming in our new building. And if, depending on your decision, all of these can be installed at any facility if the new center is not adequate for that. But excited about it. Yes, sir.
Has there been any polling done, setting up a survey, for instance, on the Woodway City website for seniors to chime in on what is important to them in a senior activity standpoint?
Nothing done yet. It was discussed at the Parks and Recs, and I believe the city manager and I discussed possibility of doing some type of survey, but it hasn't occurred yet. And we would welcome any input.
I would say that on Woodway Forward, there's opportunity to put, they've had opportunity to put that, what they would like to do.
Yeah, I never saw anything there specific to a senior center.
Very limited.
Programming or activities.
It's incorporated in the overall program. They are free to add all of that.
At the time we put together the Woodway Forward, we wasn't even talking about the senior center, and it became a hot subject. Matter of fact, through some of the citizens at the Woodway Forward gatherings. So I don't remember seeing anything on any of their surveys that really broke down the extra.
When we had the open forum and the placards and all, they put senior stuff up there that want in seniors.
I think what we're talking about is going one more step above that.
Yeah.
Now, this is all wonderful, and I, you know, how can you say no to any of it? My question is twofold. One, like on classroom stuff, if we're only talking about the new Family Fun Center, what are we going to do for the seniors that maybe don't want to be on that class, but they're operating something in that room at the time? Are we telling the seniors they can't use the room? Or how's that going to work now that we, in that situation, only have one room?
It works that same way with the youth programming. We have that same obstacle when it comes to basketball season and folks want to come in and play volleyball, or if we have a rec league playing and someone wants to rent the room, we have that same obstacle.
So the option, still quite understand, you tell them they can't do it during that time because there's a class? Is that
certainly. That's why we program this, why we come to you tonight, just to approve what types, and we'll schedule it at times that are most popular, that people are available. And we'll repeat anything that's popular. So if we're doing something that folks aren't showing up for, that's out the window. We'll go to something else.
Well, it's not so much that. I'm just thinking that some people, I mean, what Randy mentioned was wonderful about the finance, and I can think that'd be a great thing. But there's going to be some things that where people say, oh, I'm good on that, but I still want to go play cards or play whatever, dominoes or whatever, and they might get blocked out because we only have one room.
And that would exist. It exists with the youth program.
If we have two rooms, you can say this one's used and this one's available.
And to your point about that, so if basketball games were going on, we would not be holding classrooms. So
no, basketball should be at night, though. I don't think we have any situations for basketball games during the daytime.
During the summers as well as Saturdays, we do.
Oh, so the seniors might lose out some time because of some of the times you have daytime basketball if we just have the one center.
I would think any program we added for seniors is an addition to what we're currently doing.
But if we keep the old building, we don't have that issue.
If you had taken a poll of the seniors and found out what their priorities were in terms of activities, that would play greatly into planning renovations of the old family center. And, you know, to me that seems to make sense when you've got a demographic here that represents 50% of the Woodway citizenry. And here we have a great opportunity because it's still there. And we can find out by doing this survey what's really important, how to best renovate that facility in order to accommodate their needs.
My presentation tonight is just on activities.
You're talking about the new family. And
correct. I can't speak to any of the questions.
Hang on, David. Let me ask a question. I want to get everybody equal talking time here. Jimmy, just to be clear, folks who come to the Woodway Family Center, they have, if it's not being used in a certain area, they have access to it, right? It's not going to be closed off, because I don't want it to be closed off.
If that's the direction council gives me, then that's absolutely
okay.
What happens.
I can already tell you, we're not going to want seniors to be blocked off to just one room. We want them to have access to the entire facility. Also, if we're going to do any programming for seniors in the family center, it's got to be the best of the best. The best of the best. And I want to make sure that seniors have the best experience in the new family center, including all of these activities. And if somebody brings a suggestion and we can do it, let's go for it.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
And I think we've done a few already.
One other thing I know. Thank you, Jimmy. You've actually done an excellent job, by the way. Really appreciate it. Other thing I want to ask you too, could you just refresh our memory? I saw in the notes here, 9 to 12, is that the time block?
So originally when I was beginning this planning a year ago, that was the time frame that was allotted for those type activities.
Okay.
When researching facilities in the area, we found that the full-time places are usually 8 to 3 or 8 to 5 for those type activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we can grow that time. My suggestion of 9 to 12 is just based on other activities that we had planned. We had on plan for reaching homeschool folks in the mm-hmm. afternoon that mm-hmm. don't have access to gym facilities, and that would be something that would generate a revenue for the city.
Sure.
So there was some time allotted for that. That hasn't gone forward either. So if we need to open up time, there's plenty.
Could we talk about extending that? Council, I would like to see if we could extend that during traditional school hours,
nine to three p.m.
or something like that, so that they have
more access. Talking about for seniors having 9 to 3. But then you're just talking about homeschoolers needing a gym.
That hasn't gone forward, so that's just another option.
Well, and also understand that Valor Academy wanted to rent the old gym or the new gym at a pretty substantial price, like something like $5,000 for 3 months, that they was told they could not because the old gym was going to be demolished and the new gym was going to be for seniors. If by some chance we do decide to keep the old gym, that would be a nice revenue source. But that's kind of a side question. We're talking about the first class, and I agree 100%. We've got to have the best for the seniors because we have so many, and they funded
and
the city.
And the time frame, and an extended time frame.
And of course, if we keep the other building, we'll have a much longer time frame. But the big question I have is we don't have very many handicap parking places close by the building. You see a lot of our people that are on canes or walkers. I myself now have trouble walking at this age. I know I'll be on a cane if they're too long. If I parked down at the regular parking, I would have trouble walking up and making in. But that's just step one. Once you get in there, you have a turnstile, and you have to walk to the back of the gym to get into that one room that's really set up for the seniors. What would we do if we force the seniors to do that for these people that are walkers and stuff? I mean,
David, I think there is an option to help with that at the new family center.
What would be the
option? I think in the back of the building, mm-hmm. you took a tour. You know the room. At the back of the building, there is currently a vacant space.
I saw that, but I didn't see any parking.
Well, that's what I'm about to say. That space could be converted into handicap parking spots to have the easiest access into the building.
It could be, and there was an alternate at some point in the project that was priced out. So,
great. I would be open to adding additional parking, handicap parking, disabled parking back there to allow folks to have better access.
In the back of the facility
that gives them the quickest access into the gym and into that private room.
That would be good in addition to holding on to this building, being it has two rooms and much easier walking into it. plus it gives us so much more activity space for just in case those times.
I think we're only posted for the new Family Center programming, so I have to be careful.
Why didn't we do that, by the way, instead of saying the possibility of the old Family Fund Center, because that debate is going on?
I know it is, but this particular agenda was to hear from Jimmy about the senior programming.
I agree with hearing Jimmy, but I'm saying that
I just want to get us out of. I don't want to get us out of compliance.
It has not gone back to Parks and Rec as we had stated.
And tell me this: I've been to more Parks and Rec meetings than anyone on the council or anyone that's been on Parks right now. I used to be chairman of that.
We have to keep it to this topic.
We have never had a Parks deciding what to do with an asset like that.
We've got to stick on this item.
I understand you want to make sure we don't talk about that.
No, it's not that, actually. It's actually not that. Don't say that, because that's not true. I'm very excited to talk about the old.
You could have both of them on there, though.
This isn't my agenda item. I did not ask for this to be.
Whoever did it made it where we're only talking about.
You don't need to make accusations.
All I'm saying is whoever did it made sure we're not talking about the old one.
This is not, we're not posted to talk about the old Family Center. Mr. Rogers is here to tell us what's coming to the new Family Center. We have to remain
or
on this topic.
The old one.
No, sir. Just the new one. So we have to stay on
this. We're talking about services to seniors.
No, we're talking about senior programming for the new Woodward Family Center's programming calendar.
Well, then maybe we're going to postpone this until we can decide if we're going to be dealing with the new or the old. If
postponing,
that's the case, because
that is
I don't want to see that we're voting one way and then blocking us out of possibly saving that building.
Mayor,
yes, sir.
Go ahead. Can I suggest what I believe to be a happier approach to this problem? I join you in your interest in having lots of activities at the senior center. Fred, some of you may not know. There are very informal discussions going on between the leadership of Waco Meals on Wheels and leadership of the city of Woodway, perhaps to identify a locale for a meal site, Monday, Wednesday, Friday meal site, somewhat similar to Sol Ross and Harrison, which includes a lot of the activities that you have just mentioned. So I would recommend that we defer action on item 6 until we see where those discussions will go. And one other request, I would like to see a copy of the updated 2019 report on the old senior center.
Okay.
Is it?
Go ahead.
In response to...
So you have a motion on the floor, Mayor?
No, sir.
No, not yet.
No, we don't. We haven't finished talking.
Give me the opportunity.
I will.
In response to what you all were talking about with regard to the idea that, one, the program, I want to go back to that.
Agree with it.
Programming is extremely difficult. I mean, I mentioned this at the last meeting. And so on the one hand, you're absolutely right, David, that if we're able to rent the facility, it could be a pretty large sum of money.
Correct.
While at the same time, if we're talking about increasing pickleball and people using the courts for pickleball, that might cut into our ability to rent the gym, as well as if we're talking about programming for seniors that would require a gym. As a person who's done Parks and Recreation and done senior planning, senior programming, usually when you have those larger groups that come in, you're going to need a gym. And so chair aerobics and things of that nature. So it just illustrates an issue that I think we're kind of getting sidetracked on. That is, programming is difficult, no matter what we look at, no matter how we do it. It's difficult. We have a variety of things to contend with. How much does it cost to run those programs? It's not free, and your tax dollars, quite frankly, don't pay for it most of the time. Most of the time, you got to come out of pocket to do these things. There are very few places you can go to in America in any park systems that's just going to say everything that you do is free. It's not going to be that way. And so the question is then, how do we mitigate that cost? Well, the city sometimes picks up some of that. But we got to find people that can provide that service as well. And having worked in Waco as the park director, I can tell you, it was challenging at times to find people who were qualified to do this work. All right? So the next question is, then do we hire full-time employees? Someone who has a degree in therapeutic science or what have you, to do these kinds of things. Again, that's costly. So it's extremely difficult, and I'm kind of at a crossroads when it comes to talking about this, because it is extremely difficult to talk about, well, what is it that seniors need? Should we do X? Should we do Y? And how do we provide for these services? And where do we go from here? So, I don't know.
I think Mr. Williams had it really good, and you're right. But he explained, you know, we do it per item service, and the people would pay for the item service.
That's true, but yeah. I agree with that as well. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was this idea of why we have this agenda item on the council's agenda today. Quite frankly, we had the other item last time. We had a lengthy conversation about whether or not we're going to demolish the old building, and we said, oh, we'll wait. I think it's a good thing to say, okay, without the convolution of everything coming together again, let's talk about what we're going to do with the new center. Mm-hmm. Or let's have an opportunity to discuss that separate from any other discussion so we can get that out. And now we can come back at a later time and say, hey, we've had the discussion about what to do with the old family center. We've had a discussion about what to do with the new family center. Mm-hmm. It wasn't quite frankly, I didn't know that they were wanting to do this. I didn't put it on the agenda, okay, until I saw the agenda. So it wasn't a behind-the-scenes thing that happened, and people are conspiring, if you will, to do something to prevent us from having that conversation. Because if it was, then I would have said, well, wait a second. I don't think I would want to subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. That's not who I am. But I would have said, if they'd asked me, do you think it's a good idea to have this conversation and not have the other conversation? I would say, sure, because we had the opportunity to talk about the other situation. And now it's time to talk about what we've got to do with the current facility.
But the problem with that is we might have an older one also. And the mayor pro tem doesn't
approve. Because there's nothing here that says that we can't, if we vote, there's nothing here that says that you can't vote. No, we're not going to do this.
It just gives us options in the new building. That's what we're talking about today. Yeah.
Well, options, but also I'd like this option to be considered that it also could be for the old center if we approve it.
When that comes up, when that issue comes up, we can talk about that.
And also I wanted to say what you was talking about, the rental possibilities. That would really only come if we save the building and use the old building for the seniors, because like you said, the seniors, if we don't, the seniors would be in this building.
We will have a chance to discuss that.
That was my point, David. That was my point.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to have this conversation if we're not going to save the building for the purpose of having the seniors there.
What doesn't make sense, you were saying you wouldn't approve it. Well, the mayor approves the agenda. Not the mayor pro tem.
Yeah. Well, you know, personally, I find the discussion here both about the old senior center, the old family center and a potential senior center to be quite heartening, and I want to thank you for that.
Yes. Okay.
May I add one other thought?
Absolutely. So, and sorry to keep you standing.
No, you're great. You're great. I'm trying to absorb everything, make sure I'm getting all my notes together. The point that Ms. Russell made about parking, I'm not about parking, but programming happening simultaneously. Parking will become an issue in that lot. So we do probably need to consider all of that. So I have to weigh, can I rent this space at the same time I have something going on, even if it's small? So parking is going to play big into what we do with all these facilities. It already does, and it dictates a lot.
Our goal is to make it easier.
So just a point to make there.
Council, having a parking issue is...
It's a good problem.
In my world...
It's the best problem.
As a former director of Parks and Recreation, it is a good problem to have. But I can guarantee you that if you are having really good attendance at these different programs, you will have a parking problem. I don't care how big your parking lot is. You will have a parking issue. So... You know, it's something that we would have to contend with when we get to that point.
We had it with the old center, and that was the reason we were looking at options, because that old center was at capacity. And, you know, now we didn't gain any capacity, so that's another issue that we're dealing with.
Council, at this juncture, we are just approving Mr. Rogers and his crew to implement the senior programming for the new Family Center's programming calendar. That's all we're doing. We're not making a decision on the old one. We're not voting on the old one. This is simply an opportunity for him to explore these options, bring us the best senior programming you can find. And I'm also going to make a request that we extend the usage hours for seniors instead of 9 to 12 from 9 to 3, if council will support me.
That's what we were talking about originally anyway.
If I think 9 to 3 is when most kids are in school. So,
but the issue I still have, and I want to make sure, is if this is approved, this means that it's for the new Family Fund Center.
It's for the new Family Center. Okay. And we can have, it's to give us a head start on programming for the building, and we can discuss what we want to do with the old Family Center.
We could also move up, we could also table this and move up Parks for a special meeting. If we must have the Parks involved, have it next Thursday or Thursday before. Our next meeting could have their approval or disapproval. It's still a recommendation.
So they've already heard all of this and recommended it.
They didn't hear the part about the old Family Center.
Right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this agenda item.
But the problem is we're waiting on the old Family Center, and they didn't have that fifth option.
They're still going to.
But you're talking about
October 27th.
But the problem is we're talking about October 27th before they'd hear it. Back when I was on the parks and Amin was for a couple of years, we had 10 meetings a year. Now you've changed it to 4 meetings a year, so it's stretched out much longer. So we could have a special meeting and have this, so whenever we approve this, it could be either or.
I'm not against having a special meeting, but I'm saying that the Parks Board has already passed, they've already passed this particular item, this exact item, and they recommended it to us to pass.
But they did not hear if it could be.
It would make sense to take Dr. Avant's recommendation and to table this until we could get a coherence of this entire situation with the old Family Center and the new one. And then we can talk about this intelligently rather than in a fractured way.
They don't get to move forward. Fair. The whole thing is that Jimmy doesn't get to move forward.
We're talking about 2 weeks.
No. He has a lot of work to do after we do this, a lot.
Well, the problem is we're talking about only for one center.
And this is going to be shocking to everybody. The good thing is the old Family Center is not on fire. It's not going anywhere.
Well,
we're not doing anything. Hold on a second. I'm saying there is no rapid urgency for us to rush into any decisions. Mr. Rogers is asking us for implementing senior programming at the Woodway Family Center. That is a good thing.
I'm making a motion right now to approve it if we put the caveat that it could be at the old one if approved to hold on to the old one. I would agree with that.
That's outside of the
process. Mayor, you've already got a motion to defer action.
And I'll second it.
But I will gladly defer to my colleague's motion and second that you just heard.
That it would be, if the other one's approved, that it would be moved up.
We can't do that.
That's why I was talking about the problem with this, the way this agenda was set up.
You can vote against this. You can decline it if you'd like.
And we can also vote for the referendum if there's an issue on that.
Okay, so this is getting nuts.
I want to hear from our attorney. Sorry.
What's the question?
What are we allowed to do tonight
within this agenda item? Programming at the new facility, which we know will exist, and the question is whether Jimmy can organize card games and board games and chess. And that's what's on the agenda. That's what's posted.
Okay, my question is, if we approve this, does that mean these items cannot be at the old center?
I
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, so you're saying that this does not limit it to the new family fund center?
No, that's not how cities operate, David.
Well,
that's,
you never know. Hey,
no,
I saw.
No. Let me finish.
No.
That is not how Parks and Recreations operate.
No.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
I did not interrupt you, so please don't interrupt me.
Well, you take a long time. Go ahead.
David, please. Let's have a little bit of.
Tell me what you're saying.
We don't have to do that. I can take care of myself, okay?
Sorry.
So, as I was saying, that's not how Parks and Recreation works. You put out programming. If your building burns down overnight, that doesn't mean you stop programming. You move it to somewhere you can move it to, okay? You put out programming. You also let people know that in the event that this building is not available, we will make every effort to find a place to continue to have this programming. But you have to tell people in general where it's going to be. That makes sense. And that's how business operates too, David. You're a businessman, right? That's how
I've
it operates.
Been for many, many
that's
years.
That's how it operates, okay? So you should understand that. It's elementary. So when you think about it from that perspective, as a person who is doing programming, they're looking at programming to offer in a general sense. We just have one building, that's all we have. But the reality is this.
Go ahead.
We have one building that we're talking about. The reality is this. If that building is not available, we're still gonna have senior programming. We're gonna be able to find a place. We're gonna do what we have to do to make it happen. So that means that it doesn't exclude these items from being moved to the old building. If we decide now we want to take that old building, rehab it, and make it into a dedicated senior building. When we do that, if we do that, then the programming, even if we started it, because we're going to have to start it somewhere, is going to start in the new family center. And when that old family center gets remodeled, guess what we're going to do? We're going to move it over to the old family center if we remodel it.
But that's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking about today, but we are talking about programs.
I would like to hear from the citizens most of the time, or I believe that the city attorney said at a P&Z meeting that before a vote that we could hear from citizens on this, being there's more information than they originally got.
That's what we did at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've done it again this at the beginning of this meeting.
We're trying to make sure we serve the public.
Now we're talking about the new family center and the programming to give Jimmy the authority to move ahead with getting ready for the opening and all the programming and everything that's going to be there. We need to start somewhere. This is where mm-hmm. we start. Mm-hmm. And we
I
can
agree.
Expand.
The main thing I don't,
nothing,
I agree.
Nothing says we can't expand it.
I just don't want to see the same thing happen that we had happened when the vote for the bond for
that's
the new
not what's
one
on the table
was.
That's not what's on the
when,
table.
Whenever we was asking for a public vote and the council said no, they had to vote on it because they were afraid it would be turned down.
That's not
and
on
then
the,
we hear
on
from
the agenda.
Now, Mayor, it certainly is possible that the leadership of Meals on Wheels might find that either the old center or the church building across the street would provide more acceptable locales for a Meals on Wheels feeding center.
Oh, that's great, Dr. Yvette. That's fantastic.
As well as the new center.
But
so we have three options there.
We Meals on Wheels, yes. What we're asking for right now, Dr. Yvette, is the authorization for staff to implement senior programming for the new Woodway Family Center's programming calendar. That's all it is. We're not doing anything outside of that. So I will entertain. Sorry, Ms. Wood. I apologize.
I would love to hear from her.
So. Okay. Is there any further discussion or questions from Mr. Rogers? Okay. I will entertain a motion on implementing senior programming. Do you have everything you need from us?
I have.
My motion was prior to that, though.
Would you like to make it now? Because I'm open to
sure.
it.
Sure. There's obvious disagreement among us around this table and disagreement to some degree among the audience. And it may be that Meals on Wheels has a strong preference. I do not know. As a potential locale for a feeding site here in Woodway, which I think would bring added activities to a new senior center. So awaiting the progress of whatever discussions might happen between the leadership of the city and Meals on Wheels, I recommend deferral of action on item 6.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded.
Yeah.
I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
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 All right. The nays have it. The motion fails. I'll entertain another motion on this item.
I would like to see some actual survey results obtained in regards.
Mr. Keeston, I agree with you. You know what? I agree with you. Jimmy, let's work together. Let's get a survey on the website where the folks can enter in what they would like to see. You didn't know about Mahjong before.
And coordinate that through the newsletter. I mean, it would just make sense.
The newsletter is quarterly. We can do it. We can do it more sooner than that.
All right. Can we move ahead with the vote for Jimmy to move on this?
Absolutely. So sorry, Councilwoman. Would you like to make a motion on this?
I make a motion that Jimmy be allowed to, authorize staff, that Jimmy, I make a motion that we implement the senior programming for the new Woodway Family Center.
It's been moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay.
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 The ayes have it. And the motion carries. Thank you. Thank you all. All right, we're moving on to item number 7. Discussion and consider action on purchasing furniture for the new Woodway Family Center from Total Office Solutions under the cooperative purchasing agreement with Omnia Partners. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Thank you.
We're on item number 7. Attention to
Excuse
these people
me.
Out here.
Sir?
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm just done.
You're being out of order, Mr. Keith.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You're being out of order right now. Being out of order. We're moving on. We're trying to have a meeting here. Item number 7 is discussion and consider action on purchasing furniture for the new Woodway Family Center from Total Office Solutions under the cooperative purchasing agreement with Omnia Partners in an amount not to exceed $33,405.08, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith.
I'll make a
council,
motion.
I'll entertain a motion to open.
I'll second that.
It's been moved. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments on number 7, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. In order to be ready for the opening in November, we also need some furnishings for the office and lobby area in the back area. This is a cooperative purchasing agreement, is why I didn't go out for a sealed bid. As you can see, the expenses and the items that we're purchasing are attached to your agenda.
Okay, sir. Councilor, are there any questions for the city manager on item number 7? The staff recommends authorizing the expenditure.
I was just going to ask, Texas municipal procurement laws made easy with saying that you must have 3 bids on any item. I guess that's above $50,000. When you do the buy board, like you was talking about, does that mean you don't have to do it?
Correct. All those quotes and bids have already been
Someone required. Asked me about that. I wanted to make sure that was correct.
And I also wanted to confirm, Brenda, this is out of this year's current budget, not the upcoming fiscal year. Okay.
Well, I guess, is this out of the, what was $1.4 million that we had, that we spent $150,000 out of,
no.
Or is it separate? Because we had $700,000 left over from the bond and $700,000 in another from the old family fund, sir.
It's not coming out of bond money. It's coming out of operational money that Jimmy's department had left over.
Wonderful.
Any other questions? Good discussion. Any other questions?
Nice to have money in many pockets.
I'll entertain a motion on item number 7, please, at this time.
I make a motion that we accept the expenditure in the amount of $33,405.08 for the purchase of the furniture for the New Way Woodway Family Center from Total Office Solutions under the cooperative purchasing agreement with Omna Partners in an amount not to exceed $33,405.08 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item number 8 is discussion and consider action on Appendix A, Zoning, Part 2, Use of Land or Premises, Section 2.503, Planned Unit Development, Subsection F, Common Open Space of the City's Code of Ordinances, requiring the developers of Starlight Estates to form a homeowners association. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to open that discussion.
I'll second.
Mr. Keeston moves. Mr. Russell seconds. Thank you all. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
I was asked to put this on behalf of Councilman Keeston, so I'll defer to him.
Councilman Keeston, your comments, please.
Your comments.
You know, everybody on this dais had the opportunity to read my letter, and they understand or should understand that there is a contingent liability if the roads in that development are built and then subsequently, because of the two separate reports, the original report by Dr. Yelderman and the subsequent reports by Starlight Estates engineers, both agree that long-term, that soil is unstable and cannot be permanently remediated. That automatically puts a contingent liability upon the citizens of Woodway for future maintenance costs. And, you know, without seriously considering this, it really falls way outside of the parameters of what is normal for a development. You know, most normal developments don't have this problem with an escarpment zone and unstable soil. So they don't have to worry about this. And sure, it's easy to deed that stuff to the city and the sewage and water infrastructure and the streets. Here, I think we're setting up our residents for absolutely unconscionable potential future maintenance expenses for that infrastructure.
I agree.
May I speak to that?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
I would be interested in what the history is that has already taken place in Woodway. Woodway is an escarpment area. Everything. It's on shale. Everything. The whole city. So how many, and speaking to what the gentleman said earlier about other subdivisions, how many other places, when has this ever happened in Woodway?
Well, one good example.
That's history.
One good example is Harbor. If you have seen some of the development in terms of the new concrete road that was put in, then ripped up two, three months later and repaired? I don't know what that cost. And now there's further work on it? I don't understand that. I mean, that is something that should really open our eyes and find out. Let's investigate and find out what the additional costs are there. Because that is in the escarpment area.
Let me interject here. I don't want to get in the middle of the discussion, but what we posted is for the establishment of a homeowners association under subsection F of ordinance appendix 2.503, which has to do with common open spaces. So that's the context of what we're supposed to talk about, is whether an HOA is required there. That's what we're talking about. From the board, open this up to larger discussion, that needs to be a different type of posting.
Well, somebody just asked for an example, that's all. So, that's what I wanted to give them. a reason to investigate. That's all.
I had a question from one of the citizens. Asked if you would like to see the escarpment plan for the development and the recommendations for the engineering of the streets, storm sewers, and septic and water supply. I mean, I believe how that ties in because of the discussion we're talking about right now of the street issues. Now, why are they not wanting to do HOAs? It seems like so many places wants to do HOAs.
I don't answer why questions. I'm going to answer what the law says. The law says subsection N has to do with common open spaces and the requirement for HOAs when a common open space is implicated. All I'm trying to narrow the discussion and do what was requested in Coastal.
Mr. Keeston, do you have anything further that you would
I've like? Said my piece.
Okay, sir. Is there any further discussion or questions for the city manager or questions for our general counsel?
I just want to break it down again that what we heard is from the Starlight Council is that they do not have any common spaces such as a pool or green space. And so it looks like they are not required by our ordinances to have. Okay, I just want to make sure we're very, very clear on what the ordinance says, what Starlight is asking for, and that I just like to be within the law. I don't feel like we have room to move on this.
All right. Mr. Shaw, according to your research, Starlight Estates is not required to have an HOA.
That's my understanding from talking with the planning department that, the plot that they submitted that's been approved at this point doesn't have any common open space in it. And because it doesn't have common open space in it, subsection F simply does not apply.
Okay.
The council doesn't have the authority to order somebody to do something that the ordinances don't permit.
That was going to be my next question, is what happens if we're asking them to do something that is outside of the law, like outside of an ordinance?
That's a matter we might want to take in executive session because it might indicate your personal liability, not just the liability.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion, Council? Any further questions? Mr. Keeston, I'll entertain a motion if you'd like to make a motion.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we do not allow Starlight Estates to not have a HOA. In other words, that would be conceivably, legally, a vehicle in which you could have this common infrastructure.
Okay, so the motion is to require Starlight Estates to have an HOA?
Correct.
Is that correct? All right.
Well, actually, in lieu of that, I could make a different motion, and that would be this. That the city of Woodway not take ownership of that infrastructure of the roads, the water, and the sewage for a period of a minimum of 10 years until they could have substantial metrics that showed movement.
I'm just going to ask if we can do that. I'm just going to ask real quick.
All right.
Okay. We can't make that exact motion, but you can make the prior motion if you'd like.
Well, then, if I'm stuck with that, that's what I want, is to require them to have an HOA.
Okay.
Yes, because that could be a vehicle in which they would retain ownership of such common area.
Okay. It's been moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Nay. All right. The nays have it, and the motion fails. Thank you all. All right, moving on to the consent agenda.
The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. Manager, any comments that you'd like to share with us on the consent agenda, please?
Two items, B as in boy and C as in Charles. The first one is a 2-inch water line replacement that we are doing through the city. This is, to my knowledge, about the third or fourth one that the city has done. Well, we had originally budgeted $400,000 for this. We received three qualifying bids. The lowest bid was $576,890. We have done in prior projects the areas of Tallahassee, Chadwick, and Gaywood as the last project. This project would be for Wedgewood, Southwood, Rockford, and Elmwood. This would take their existing 2-inch water lines and make them 6-inch water lines. If passed, the balance would be transferred out of the general projects fund. The next item is for the emergency repairs that were done at the Tater Hill well. Since the repairs of $85,962, this was an electrical problem. We have filed a claim with our carrier for damage to see if they will make any type of a payment. On insurance, as you know, we've got Bosque Well back online. Acorn is still under repairs. And since these seem to be more electrical in nature, staff's also talking with an electrical engineer that specializes in systems like this to see or try to target what the cause is. But for right now, I have this emergency repair, and at a later date, I'll have Acorn and Bosque for you. Those are my two items.
Thank you, sir. Council, you have the consent agenda before you. Are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion and consideration?
I'd like to pull A out for separate discussion.
A.
And I'd like to pull out C.
A and C. All right, Mrs. Barkley, I am pulling 9A and 9C for separate discussion. Council, I'll entertain a motion on item 9B, please.
I'll make a motion to approve 9B.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. 9B is approved. All right, the next item is item 9A, discussion and consider action on minutes of the regular city council meeting held August 28, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss that.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Keeson?
Yes. On that, item 13 under the minutes, it says there was a brief discussion. I'd like the minutes to reflect that I was the one that suggested the 10% discount to the Woodway residents for the rental of the pavilion. I was not given the chance to make the motion.
Okay.
Can we explain? These are our action minutes, Ms. Barkley. David, you want to explain the action minutes versus the former minutes since we're posting the audio on the city's website?
Well, so all that's required with the Open Meetings Act is that we either keep minutes or produce a recording, that we have a record of each deliberation that's taken up and the ultimate outcome of that deliberation. My understanding is the action minutes, which I don't review, is a record of what was deliberated and what ultimate action, what the vote was. And that if there's any discrepancy, that's on the recording. So I think that's where the council moved to that direction, was to keep it, you can clear our questions because there's a recording. So
all right, if that's the case, I'd like to make, just for the mayor's benefit, according to Robert's Rules of Order, I think it would be customary for you to allow the person who brought up the point to let them make the motion.
Oh, I normally do like to do that. I don't know what happened in the last meeting, but
yeah, you leapt right in and you made the motion. You didn't allow it.
Oh, well, I'm not taking credit for it. You did.
No,
David Keeston did it. I don't need the credit. I don't need the credit. Good. You did it. There you go. If that's what you want, you got it.
No, I just want to be fair to everybody, whatever they make the motion.
I don't need to get the credit for it. It's okay. I didn't even remember
Mayor,
I did that.
Mayor, so this is not about you.
1 second.
It's okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not about you. Okay. Council, for the sake of the meeting, let's reconvene on this. Would you? It sounds like we can't make an adjustment to the action minutes based on Mr. Keeston's request. So, Mr. Keeston, since you brought this up, I'd like for you to make the motion on this item.
Oh, I basically said it, but yes, if you, I'd just like to make the motion that those words be added, if they can. If they can't, then I guess the recording will have to stand.
Okay.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you all. I now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. All opposed, please say nay. The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right. We are moving on to C.
C, Charlie? Yes.
9C, discussion and consider action on ratifying the expenditure of $85,962 to Jurgensen Pump LLC for emergency repairs to Tater Hill Well due to unforeseen damage and necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety of the city's residents pursuant to LOC Government Code Section 252.0215. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Russell.
Oh, I just had some basic questions, and it's not a big deal, but it's for the city manager. On like Tater Hill, whenever this work has to be done, do you have to dump the water like it was on Bosque? I've been getting a lot of phone calls.
That's outside the scope of what we're posted for. This is for the ratification expenditure.
We have a repair going on, and I wanted to find out the procedure for this repair before we discuss the finances. Yeah.
Anytime the well goes back online, wherever the well is, Bosque, Tater Hill, Acorn, you have to go through a process of purging the line, taking the test samples, taking them to be tested. So during that whole period, that line's being flushed into the open drain system that ends up back in the creek.
That was wise. Now, is the only one that really has the issue on going into the street is Bosque? Like this, I guess it goes down into a ravine. Is that correct?
I'm not familiar enough with where the outlets are to comment.
And like in this situation, I'm assuming that it's going to be a test, if I understand it correctly, with
This is online. This is fully functioning operating.
Okay, so
there's no more flushing.
Okay.
There's no more testing. This is just, we've been invoiced for the project. We're bringing it to you for approval.
Okay, and you're saying it's electrical, but we're not sure what's causing these electrical issues in these different wells.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I've just been having a lot of questions about the wells, and that's what I wanted to make sure of is what's going on. I'm fine with everything, and I'll make a motion to approve.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and item 9C is approved. Thank you all. All right. Item number 11 is our executive session. Councilor, do I need to read off every item here before we go into executive session? There's multiple items. Okay. The City Council may go into executive session on any item listed on the agenda in accordance with Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. Excuse me, guys, this is going to be a little bit long, but item 11 is notice is hereby given that the City Council will go into executive session in accordance with the following provisions of the Government Code, Section 551.074A1. The appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a city officer or employee, annual evaluation of the city manager. We're also going to executive session to discuss notice that is hereby given that the City Council will go into executive session in accordance with the following provisions of the Government Code, Section 551.074A1. The appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a city officer or employee, employment contract for assistant city manager. Notice is hereby given that the City Council will go into executive session in accordance with the following provisions of the Government Code, Section 551.074A1, the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a city officer or employee, employment contract for finance director. The time is now 7:25. I will enter us into executive session at this time and recess the general meeting. Council, we're coming out of executive session at 9:08 p.m. The meeting is now resumed. This is mine, right? Sorry, sir, I don't want to take your stuff. All righty. So, Ms. Barkley, just a little bit of guidance, and Mr. Shaw, a little bit of guidance here. We have made decisions in executive session. Do we need to put this to a vote at this time?
I think the plan is to do that at the next meeting.
So there's nothing.
So you've had discussions tonight, and you'll make the decision at the next meeting.
Excellent. So we can move on to item 14?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Item number 14, City Manager's Reports. Mr. Manager, do you have any briefings or updates for us?
I just have one comment. I want to introduce our next Assistant City Manager, Mr. Adam Nylett, who is here with us.
This is one of those shorter meetings. Usually we're going to about 11 or so.
As I said, Adam comes to us with 10 years prior police experience. He's the former city manager of HICO in Seminole. And as some of y'all notice, he is a TCU graduate. He has a.
Why did you have to say that? I was starting to like him.
Purple's a nice color.
His MBA and his MPA, and he's also a what we call in our world a certified public manager. He has attended those and received his certification from the governor's office. So, Adam, welcome on board. His start date will be a week from today.
Okay.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Glad you're here. I'm humbled at the opportunity, and I look forward to working with everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of quick things I wanted
to. Hold on, Mr. Russell. We're not on 15 yet.
Well, it was kind of city manager.
Oh, you have a question for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Apologies. I thought you were going to give a report.
No. I was looking through some of the Woodway today, and it kind of falls in what Janelle had been talking about. This is the October, the latest one, and this one's from August, July 2016. I think we can pump up these reports a little more like we used to in the past. There's a little more information in there. It has pictures of all of us, all the city council members. And of course, the other thing is that there was a water report in this one. Some of the citizens said they haven't seen anything. And I just would like to see if we can do a little bit better job. If we wanted to have a committee, I'd like to recommend David Keeston to be chairman of that committee, just from the standpoint of with his writing and his publishing background. He's real good at doing advertising type stuff. If that's something that we'd like to do to help the staff, not hurt the staff, but just be an extra voice on how to improve this. The other thing was a possibility for something to discuss and consider action on some meeting. As everyone knows, we've been in water restrictions for over a year. We had an issue with 3 wells out of our 6 go down. Don't know exactly if it's overuse or what's happening, but it's difficult times. Our city, Lake Waco, is down at 59% of capacity. At the first of the summer, it was at 70. So it's coming down fast. Lake Belton is at 58. That's our water sources. I'm concerned if we stay in climate change or water, weather cycle, whatever you want to call it, we could start seeing
a 50% capacity at the lake, which is a very nervous time. I'm wondering if we should, one, discuss and consider action, a moratorium on all future building permits until we're out of restriction. That's for businesses and homes. Now, the ones that are already permitted, we can't stop. Or the other possibility is, should we start adding some type of a fee, depending on square footage? I don't know exactly how it would be, but a well fee that, I mean, it might be like $10,000 per house. Most of the houses being built are million-dollar homes, so it would only be like 1% of the value to get us a seventh well. I asked about the price, and I guess we haven't heard yet the price of a new well, but I'm thinking it might be seven figures. So I'm just concerned about adding more needs to the water with our water situation. I'm not necessarily 100% behind it, but also I'm 100% it needs to be talked about. I know that the other cities haven't been doing it, but we're leaders. We might be the first one that should be doing something like this because of the water issues right now. So it's a consideration for either next meeting, maybe the meeting after, to discuss it anyway.
Anything else? Anybody else have anything to add? Okay. Any city council reports? Item 15. Any city council reports? Any updates?
Do we have a P&Z meeting tomorrow?
No.
We do or don't? We do have a P&Z meeting tomorrow?
Okay.
Yes, tomorrow, the 12th.
Okay, we do have one. Okay. I just didn't. I just want to double check.
Thank you. Council, it's been a long night. I really appreciate it. Item 16 is consider action on adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
It's been moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Good night, everyone. Close at 9:15. Thank you, everyone.